Bhagavad Gita 2.63 Krodhat bhavati sammoha Sammohat smriti vibhrama Smriti bhramashat buddhinasho Buddhinashat pranashyati. So here Krishna is continuing description of how one may fall if one doesn't have a positive focus for one's consciousness. This is the last verse in the answer to the question, Kim Asita? Arjuna had asked, how does a sense control person control one's senses? So, Krishna has answered that question from 58 till here 63. And the key was, Yukta Asita Matparaha. That control the senses by fixing the consciousness on me. And now in this last two verses is telling what will happen if one does not control the senses, or rather if one does not fix the consciousness on Krishna. So the previous verse had said, and talked about a 8-stage sequence. The first 4 stages is a contemplation, then there is attraction, then there is obsession, and then there is irritation. So Dhyayato, Sangha, Kama and Krodha. Now what happens after Krodha is described in this verse. Krodha bhavati sammoha. So from Krodha comes delusion. Moha is illusion. Sammoha is a pervasive illusion. Samyak rupena moha. Sammohat smriti vibhrama. Sammohat. From the moha comes smriti vibhrama. So one's memory, smriti, is vibhrama. One becomes confused. Now it's interesting, we'll discuss about the difference between sammoha and vibhramaha. What exactly is the difference? We'll come to that when we discuss again. Let's look at the Sanskrit meaning first. That basically memory is lost. Then smriti bhramashat buddhinasho. When the memory is lost, then intelligence is lost by that. Buddhinasho. Buddhinashat pranashyati. Buddhinashat pranashyati. Pranashyati means that, and intelligence is destroyed, one falls down. So one relapses again into sensual indulgence, the kind of indulgence that one had wanted to give up and one had, was endeavoring to give up. So now, krodhat bhavati sammoha. Anger causes delusion. Now we see this happening in our day-to-day life also, that when we get very angry, we speak things which we don't even mean them. And sometimes we don't even remember that I spoke such things. If we get into a wild temper and we speak certain things, and I say, nowadays people have cell phones with audio recorder, video recorder, somebody just did a recording and then showed us, this is what you spoke. Shocked, did I speak such a thing? How could I have spoken such a thing? My God. So basically, just anger makes us like mad. In the Roman tradition, they had a saying that, you know, whom the gods want to destroy, they make him angry. Because when the person becomes angry, then the person himself does things which, by which he will destroy himself. He will shout at friends, he will accuse friends, and he will create terrible misunderstandings, and he will insult people, he will break the hearts of people, and then as a consequence of that, the reactions will come and the person will be destroyed. So, krodhat bhavati sammoha. Here specifically, Krishna is talking with respect to temptation. So, let's move to that point. I just gave all this analysis example of how anger makes us deluded. Anger makes us completely lose our senses. Lose our senses here by senses, I don't refer to the gross sensory organs, but to the awareness of what we are doing. So delusion means we are not aware of what we are doing. So then, here, the sequence is that, there is contemplation, hey, look at that. Then there is attraction, hey, that looks good. Then there is, in fact, that is Sangha, then there is Kama. That is obsession. I want it. Then there is krodha. Who can stop it from me? Who can stop me from taking it? And then there is a delusion. No one can stop me. I can do whatever I want. I am my own boss. So this is delusion. We don't understand that actually we have been caught, shackled by the invisible ropes of our attachments, and those ropes are pulling us as someone might pull a dummy. And we are actually getting entangled. Not realizing all this, we let ourselves be dragged. So, krodhat bhavati sammoha, we become deluded. And now, this delusion refers to the present decision making. Sammohat smuti vibhrama. Now, in the past, we have had experiences of how certain things don't lead to satisfaction. We try to do certain things and they don't give us satisfaction. That's why we get frustrated and we try for some other things. Or rather, at least we give up trying to do those same things because we know, oh, this will not lead to satisfaction. But here we try it once again. Smriti Brahmashad. Sammohat Smriti Vibhrama. So our past experiences and our recollections of our past experiences or recollections of what we have heard from scripture about others' experiences, they are also reference points for us for making decisions. But our Smriti Brahmashad, our memory becomes deluded. We may have observed that our memory has a peculiar quirk which would be humorous if it were not so dangerous. What is that quirk? When we engage in sense gratification, there is a little pleasure that is there. But before that, there is so much agony of craving. And after that, there is so much agony of letdown or guilt or frustration. Letdown because we had expected so much pleasure, but what we got was so little. Guilt because if we had done something wrong, something sinful, then actually our conscience chastises us. Or frustration because we did not get what we wanted. So now, that means if we look back at the whole experience of sense gratification, there was misery in the beginning, there was misery in the end, and there was a little bit the misery of craving in the beginning and the misery of disappointment at the end, and in between there is a little pleasure. But when there is Smriti Vibhrama, then we remember only the tiny little bit of pleasure in the middle, and we forget all the associated misery that was there with it. So, the sammoha refers to the delusion about what to do right now. Smriti Vibhrama refers to the delusion of the past, where we just don't remember. We just don't remember things properly. And actually, this selective recollection is deceptive recollection. It's often. The selective recollection is remembering only the tiny part of the experience where we had pleasure and forgetting the huge part where we had craving and frustration. And in this way, we get deluded. So that is Smriti Vibhrama. Smriti Vibhrama also refers to the fact that, you know, we have heard from Guru Sadhu Shastra, especially from Smriti. Smriti refers not just to the Puranas. Smriti refers to basically the words of the sages, which have been codified as the Puranas, but the words of the sages come to us even today also. So, Smriti Brahmashad. So, from the Sammoha, Smriti Vibhrama. That means we don't remember our own experiences properly and we don't remember the instructions of the sages. Smriti Brahmashad Buddhinasho. Buddhinasho. That means then the intelligence is destroyed. To a large extent, our intelligence is based on our remembrance. Now, this is not just at a level of facts and figures, where in today's education system, we have the, in many countries still, the education system is such that it tests memory. Okay, do you remember this figure? Do you remember this fact? How well do you recollect? Now, that sort of thing is not so is not what is being talked about. Now that sort of just remembrance of that sort of remembrance of facts for regurgitation in examination, that is not what Krishna is talking about here. Here he is talking about the the remembrance of the instructions of Guru Sadhu Shastra, the remembrance of the realizations that we had got from our own experiences, the remembrance of the insights that we had acquired through our contemplation and our hearing. So, all learning is basically a linking of experience with insight. Especially when we talk about learning with respect to real life, you know, all learning is a linking of experience with insight. We get insight from scripture and we learn it when we are able to link it with our actual life. When we link the two together, then we realize, oh, this is like this and this is how I am meant to live. But unfortunately, we don't realize this. When our memory is lost, then the intelligence which is based on the memory is also lost. And then, when the buddhi is destroyed, buddhi nashat pranashyati. At our stage, we don't have regular taste in bhakti. We don't have a taste for spirituality in general, even if somebody is not practicing bhakti. Here Krishna is talking about yoga in general, karma yoga especially. But we don't have any higher taste right now on a regular basis. So that's why we need to have our intelligence by us, because the intelligence tells us what is right and what is wrong, what to do and what to desist from. But when the intelligence is destroyed, then naturally we fall. Buddhi nashat pranashyati. So in this way, Krishna is describing a sequence wherein there is contemplation, attraction, obsession, irritation, delusion. Then there is oblivion. Oblivion is forgetfulness, smriti brahmashat. Then there is stupefaction, there is buddhi nashat. And then there is destruction, self-destruction, pranashyati. And all this can be avoided if we can do yukta asit matparaha. If instead of contemplating on the same subjects, we contemplate on Krishna. Thank you.